So we can get on with other things. On December 10th, I transmitted to the State Drinking Water Division the signed sealed report, the final report for the source reduction. Then the source reduction number is 430 gallons per day per equivalent residential connection, down from the prescribed old 800 gallons per day per residential connection. We went through an 8-page justification as to why that is warranted and justified using meter readings from our telemetry system that at the Hidden Lake Well, and then of course with the help from the developer and some other data that they provided us, we were able to get the commercial connections tweaked into a equivalent residential connection, which seemed good. You know, I mean, obviously we don't have all the perfect data right now. Even though this district's been in existence forever, records were not kept. The first reading we really had was in November of 16 when I had the telemetry system put online. And beyond that, prior to that, it just let it flow. We don't know how much we'll, you know, so that was the real challenge. And this became a real project, just trying to make, what should I say, put lipstick on this pig, so to speak. And so that's what this report's about. I made a call to the state. I didn't get a response. I left a message.
She just emailed back.
Did she?
Yeah, and said that she probably won't have an answer before the end of the year, but hopefully early in the new year she'll have an answer.
Well, that worked.
She said that she's reviewed everything. Everything's there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Look at that. I walked on water.
Still in his office, but I'm going to have to go
okay.
check
Paul?
Because he's gone already. Okay.
When this is approved, and we have every reason to have it approved, does that immediately transmit into sort of additional source, if you will? In other words, is this ammo for Bobcat Ridge and Overlook?
Yes.
Can't hear you very much. Very well, Bob.
Is it ammo for... Thanks.
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. Can we press that button too? I mean.
Oh yeah. We'll do that. I mean, there's some interface between us and the developer's engineer that still needs to happen, but.
She actually followed up with two questions. So.
Okay.
Relative to the actual report.
I'll respond to those tomorrow. So yes, it will give us more capacity, and that was the whole objective.
Yeah, and I understand that. Is the math on this 430? Is that going to be significant to let Don and the Summit planners run with getting those lots platted?
I would say yes, not knowing what your questions are.
I'll
say a reserved yes. Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay, so that's the positive thing for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask, so how would this affect Mike and or Sundown? David, would he still be waiting for the new well to be developed based on the time that it takes to actually knowing that we have this capacity? And how many units are you guys going to eventually build? I mean, this should give you an additional several hundred lots.
I mean, other than when we sit and talk and do the back of the napkin math as to what it will equate to, and knowing it definitely covers Overlook and Bobcat, I would think. But I've never really done a reconciliation with the existing commitments. You know, I've always in my head used 100 connections based on existing commitments. So I think the answer is yes, that we're going to have more than enough for the foreseeable future. But I've never done it based on the actual 430, assuming they approve the 430. And with your actual connections, so
I'd like to know what that firm number is. I'd like to know that instead of I think.
Agreed.
We'll have to do that with the state and the county and everything else, won't we, so that they know what you're building to or what resource you have.
That's going to, if the state gives us what we need to show the county that we've got, you know, capacity, that exercise has to happen, right? I mean, that's the exercise that will allow us to move forward to Bob's question.
So let me ask you this. I realize the agreements and everything else with and what's going on with the current well. How long would it take you guys to build those lots or get them to the point that you utilize that total resource now.
Well, we can't even break ground. You know, we want to break ground on those until June, and then we've you know projected a 12-month period. I mean, hopefully we can get the majority of the horizontal done next summer, but we won't even be going. You know, foundations won't go in until the earliest. Like, if everything fell into place next fall, which would be then a 12-month period until they'd actually have to connect. So
2021 or something possibly.
Yeah.
So I guess, and this is what the hard problem, the thought goes through my mind is, okay, I understand the development process and the timing to use the resource. I understand the capacity the state gives, but somebody like Sundown, they're going to reduce theirs, looks like, dramatically. Mike's got a couple of lots he's got to build comparison to what you're doing, but the timing to use up the resource is decades possibly, and I'm just wondering, as we knowing the timing in which we'll get our water line in place and or Bloomington up, it appears in the next couple of years the resources will be there dramatically changing what we have and everything else. Safe or fair to even say that we can find a way to move ahead still with other people developing, you knowing what the capacity is in the well, what you're going to be using it for, and how long it'll take to build, and all that stuff? Will the state recognize any of that kind of dialogue or thought process?
It's going to be a push for them. Yeah, they look at it black and white.
Okay, but that's what I need to know.
Yeah, but we'll try.
You understand where I'm going with that?
No, I do. You know, yeah. I think understanding what, based on the new numbers, what we actually have, you know, capacity-wise is the first step in that. Mm-hmm. Getting them to say yes, I guess, is the first step, right? Mm-hmm. Because her questions that she followed up were real, and they were relative to the data, you know. But I think she was just doing her due diligence, obviously.
Yeah,
so we get that answer, and then
okay,
obviously it does a lot of good. And I don't want to speak for you, but I actually think that as we get more real-time data, real-time metering, 430 is probably considerably lower than 430. You know, I think everyone probably agrees that, even though the exercise is a good one based on the data that we have.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you this, and I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I'll tell you this. It turns out that we got them to turn on some of the meters that we could get real-time data on some of the residentials. And they were so remarkably low. I factored it up by 150% just because I'm going. I've only got one quick snapshot, and I'm not going to buy off on that 200 gallons. You know, added a factor to it just to be safe.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. I'm going to move forward with this.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. Trustees, I'd like to change our agenda for just a moment, please. I'd like to entertain a motion that we adjourn this public meeting for a closed strategy session to discuss the acquisition of real property, including any forms of water right and any pending or reasonable imminent litigation.
Do you want Don to stay, or are we...
Yeah.
Do we need him to stay for any other part of the discussion?
I think we got it all. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we do, but I do think we do need to get into closed session so we can use the resources
I'll be in
we
touch.
Have.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck to you. Thanks for coming and making the presentation.
Hopefully, we'll continue to mend things over the next.
Yeah,
year.
You guys have done awesome. The last 12 months is any indication.
And
we're really good.
That's
to go.
In spite of Mark's involvement.
He's been great.
Mark.
Is there a motion?
Second.
I'll give you that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're looking at you.
Mike.
Great. Second on that?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're now in closed session.